Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Doing it and doing it and doing it.
Afternoons on the Score.
All of a sudden, Busch Stadium with some energy again. Bases loaded. Cardinals down to their last strike. Bring him up, strike three. And Tanner Banks comes in, gets the strikeout. And the White Sox, after a 3 hour and 3 minute rain delay, win it 6-5 in the 10th.
It'll go as a save for Tanner Banks, who comes on and gets the job done. And finally, and mercifully, this one has ended, and even more importantly, the Sox do have the win, which means tomorrow afternoon, get your rest, quick turnaround, it's going to be the third final and rubber game of the series.
What about Banks?
Solid amount of resentment there from Steve Stone for having to wait around at the ballpark for that long. I get it.
Mercifully, doing a lot of work there.
Yeah, Theo can't add a pitch clock to a rain delay.
Dude. They waited 3 hours to play less than 1 minute of baseball. Less than 1 minute. They waited 3 hours.
And then for that call to be the one that ends it.
For CB Boucher
so
to end
stupid.
It on a called strike three. That's like a foot off the strike zone. And that's how the White Sox broadcast greeted it. Thrilled and excited. And that's not how the Cardinals broadcast greeted it at all.
He struck him out, and the White Sox win the game.
You've got to be kidding me. After all of that, he's going to call a pitch off the plate. What a crazy, crazy game. And a crazy way to end.
CB Bucknor, the home plate umpire. Let's see.
Yep. Not even close.
You've got to be kidding me.
This miserable bastard.
Just disgust. I'm with you. I'm with them all. Uh-huh. It's like, come in and work on a Saturday, uh-huh. And then like your boss like emails 5 minutes before, like, never mind. You don't have to be there. So you waste the time with like the commute and getting dressed. And like, it's much ado about very little. Just call that game.
Yeah,
call the game.
I mean, as always, our hearts bleed for the baseball media, don't they?
And what a tortured group.
A tortured group. There was no food apparently available to the baseball media for those three hours.
How did you find that out?
James Fegan was on Hit and Run yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to listen.
The broadcasters had it particularly rough this weekend. Whenever Ranji pops in to a White Sox radio booth and says hello to Len and DJ, that's a tough time for Len and DJ.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so they were doing their own rain delay theater for a good 3 hours there. That's uncomfortable. That's unfortunate for all concerned. Seriously. Oh my God!
How many people would you estimate
still in the crowd point?
Because Sox game, it would have been single digits.
Well, it's St. Louis.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that like Cardinals fans, right now, they're really embarrassed at having just lost two out of three to the White Sox. Like, they're...
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
They're embarrassed, they're ashamed, and they're troubled. Yeah, I don't know how many were in there. Because, dude, before that tarp went on, it was pouring like crazy, like absurd rain. And John Brebbia was out there pitching for the White Sox trying to finish it. And I don't know if you saw it, Danny. He was like, he kept rubbing his pitching hand on the inside of his pants leg right below the groin, which apparently was the only dry place that he could find, was right there in the inner thigh. And his hand just kept going there over and over. It made me uncomfortable.
I don't know. I like when a hand goes down there by like the inside of your inner thigh.
Yeah, but
good feeling.
But it wasn't yours, you know? He was doing it to himself.
For sure.
Looked like he was, you know... Yeah, it was just uncomfortable.
What did it look like he was doing, Speaks?
He was.
All right. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So the Cardinals though were upset. Stone said mercifully, okay, fine. The Cardinals seasoned radio team was disgusted by CB Buckner's call at the end of the game. What about John Schriffen, White Sox broadcaster?
Brebbia just trying to keep any part of that ball dry right now. And now he wants a different one. Because it is pouring here in St. Louis. And you got to wonder how long they're going to let them stay on the field like this. A 1-2 from Brebbia. Strike three! And the White Sox are one out away. And now CB Buckner is calling for some more dry baseballs. And Dan Iasonia is now walking towards, and oh no! Here comes the grounds crew. Come on! Let the White Sox finish it. White Sox can't catch a break. Well, even the weather.
Oh man, we
this
got
this guy. Dude.
We got another. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh, that's good.
That's amazing.
I like
so many oh no's.
Are you sure?
From the Shrift Dog.
Oh no!
He's passionate, man.
I feel like he's only here for the zip line.
That's so great. Big Schrift.
Oh, God.
He's right.
White Sox can't catch a break.
No, they can't.
No.
You know, it's weird, man. Like, I went hard on the guy last week, and it kind of restated it a little bit Friday because it got clarified. It needed to be clarified because the station had just shared the Veek part. And then a whole bunch of people were like, you guys were broadcasting from Harry Carey's. Did Harry ever mispronounce a name? Well, yeah, he did. But it wasn't just about that. It was the baseball sensibilities part. And overall, a lot of different baseball things that got to me. But I don't mind if a dude is odd. You know, like he's clearly a little odd and like passionately homerific and like,
sure.
Oh no. And like, I'm down with that in terms of broadcasting and play.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I play like so many people out there do sound alike. It's funny because Scott Fransky said this exact thing on the PBP. The Phillies radio guy was like, there's so many of us that sound alike. I hope we give people who sound different a chance. And I thought that was really interesting for a veteran broadcaster to say.
Yeah.
And I think there's some truth in that. That like, so when people sound different and they have a different vibe, I'm cool with that. I just really want you to know baseball. Like, I have that thing going on.
Yeah.
I really want the fans to be respected and the baseball knowledge to be respected. But like, the goofiness stuff, the weirdness stuff, doesn't bother me that much. Is it bothering you? Is it bothering you guys?
Well, what's bothering me is like we're getting reports on the text line, Twitch, and Twitter right now that Big Shrift Dog is blocking people on Twitter. Are you sure? He's blocking people on Twitter that are asking him when he's going to do an interview with someone. You can't be that soft, brother. This is Market 3 that you entered. This is Market 3. You don't have the protection of Good Morning America. Robert Roberts ain't walking through that door, big guy. You can't do that here, dude. You got to have thick skin, brother.
Yeah, I think that is a poor PR strategy for Big Shriff. Going out, befriending bloggers, and going out to tailgates and doing that grassroots thing. Smart move by him. I think that makes a lot of sense. Putting your head down, doing the work. Listen, man, I told you I like Southside stand-up, so I'm all for different. I think a homer is a good way to ingratiate yourself, especially if the team ever becomes good. That's just funny. I love the oh no compilations and the different scenarios where he's going to say oh no.
Is it self-aware? Is that no. Oh, is that oh no, no self-aware?
No. No.
I think Tanny thinks it might be.
No.
Oh no, no.
Oh no.
No.
It's the that really puts it over the top.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. As long as he keeps providing us content, whether he does an interview or not, I'm fine with it. Either way, we can take the drops and just credit NBC Sports Chicago either way. So we're good.
White Sox can't catch a break.
That's the only thing. It's the weather. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
Holding them back.
Man.
Oh, man.
They're not good.
No.
But they had a good weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Garrett Crochet pitched well.
Corey Lee looks good, dude.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's swinging.
And Ramos, you got a kid.
So good, in fact. Sit down on Sunday. Get on the bench, Corey.
Well,
Lee.
His adductor was bothering him, probably.
You gotta protect the adductors. But seriously, like, having a kid who's good and fun and passionate, like Ramos, like, it's a cookie. Like, the fans actually have a little bit of a cookie that they can watch.
What did Theo say?
You don't want to provide them a cookie.
You're waiting for the whole meal.
Yeah. That's going to be a while.
You give White Sox fans a cookie, they're going to want a glass of milk.
That's right.
You give a mouse a cookie, and then...
It's very confusing. What happens next?
Yeah, it really
You know
is.
This whole series of spinoff books? Owen has If You Give a Pig a Pancake.
Yeah.
And If You Give a Cat a Cupcake. In addition to If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yeah, I had him.
And If You Give a Moose a Muffin. He's got all four of these books.
And what are his reviews? of the Bucks.
He loves him.
He does.
He thinks the pig getting the pancake is the most ridiculous.
What did I give you?
Because he has pancakes and syrup in the morning.
I gave him a Yummy Yucky. Is that still in the house? Did it make its way down to Eli?
Yummy Yucky is in the house. It's
It's on its way out. It's got to be on its way.
Yeah, it's more. It's in Eli's room.
That's I gave him Fahrenheit 451. Is that still there?
Hey, when he turns six,
peace breaks out.
Yeah, exactly. That's coming soon.
So, you know, you give a mouse a cookie, you want a glass of milk.
Oh, no.
It could happen to anyone, Big Shrift.
The frustration at getting the axiom wrong.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
That's a really good spot for that.
There's a lot of opportunities we're going to have on this show.
That's what I'm saying.
Of this is the home. Me saying dumb things.
This is the home of saying dumb things and doing dumb things, too.
We'll do more.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be able to watch Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games? There's this weird story that came out. Don't have a ton on it, but I do have a little on it. Want your reaction, and I'll share my theories as to what's going on. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.